We have one more report that we're going to get to the senators this week, which is the economic impact analysis. We really wanted to make sure that it covered all the issues with respect to the benefits associated with the construction phases of a restarted refinery once the closing takes place, and that is complete. We'll get that to them early this coming week. And hopefully that once we've given that to them, that will complete, at least from our standpoint, all the questions that they've asked us. And they've asked us periodically in a host of questions to clarify certain issues. And I'm sure they've reached out to the principals of ABR at the same time as part of their analysis. So once we give them the economic analysis, we're hoping that they will favorably vote on the operating agreement, because I think not to vote on the operating agreement, it puts us at much more of a risk. I think that if we can bring it to closing with the ABR, we get a payment. We get to look at the restart facility, and if the restart can take place, then the economic contributions come our way. We're in no worse position than that. If we just let it not make a decision on the 19th, I think we're in a worse posture, because then it's completely taken out of our control and put within the hands of the two owners. And that leaves us in the position where we will then have to get into a much more litigious situation, which if we have to, clearly, you know, those decisions will be made on a policy basis. But I think we're much more in control if we can get a favorable agreement out of the legislature. I'm going to presume, and I'm not saying there's an accurate presumption on my part, but we are responding to a host of questions that the senators have, and rightfully have. We want them to make sure that they understand this what we're proposing in terms of the operating agreement. I also, as I said, presume that they're having the same discussions with the representatives for the company, and that the company's reps are meeting with them and explaining to them the risk of what's involved, either by waiting until the 19th or any decisions that will be made. You know, from my standpoint, we are cutting it close by going to December 19th. That's the date, however, that the Senate has selected to go into session, and based on my understanding as to when they will consider it. They could also decide to do it earlier, which I think would put us in a much safer posture with respect to make seeing where we could go with the closing of this facility and take away the level of anxiety.